This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Bia Hui. All arrangements are in place for voting for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies, spread across seven states and one union territory, will go to polls in this phase. Additionally, polling for the remaining 42 assembly constituencies of the Odisha State Assembly will also take place simultaneously. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting. Election officers have been instructed to implement measures to mitigate the challenges posed by scorching temperatures, safeguarding the health and well-being of voters and poll officials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the natural disasters in Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Tripura and West Bengal in the aftermath of Cyclone Remal. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said his thoughts and prayers are with all those who have been affected there. The Prime Minister said he took stock of the prevailing situation and the central government has assured all possible support to the states. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that he has also spoken to the respective state chief ministers and taken stock of the situation. He assured them of all possible help. Mr. Shah said the situation is being closely monitored and authorities are providing all possible assistance to the affected. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 8.2% in the financial year 2023-24 as compared to the growth rate of 7% registered in the financial year 2022-23. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, real GDP or GDP at constant prices is estimated to attain a level of over 173 lakh crore rupees in the year 2023-24. In a statement, the ministry said, nominal GDP or GDP at current prices is estimated to attain a level of over 295 lakh crore rupees in the year 2023-24 against 269.50 lakh crore rupees in 2022-23, showing a growth rate of 9.6%. A Delhi court today sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Bibhav Kumar to 14-day judicial custody in the alleged Swati Maliwal assault case, stating that the investigation is still at a nascent stage and completing it would require time. Additional public prosecutor Atul Srivastava submitted an application seeking judicial custody for Bibhav for conducting a proper investigation and to prevent the accused from tampering with evidence or making any threat or inducement to the witnesses. The FIR against Bibhav was registered on May 16th. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has reserved its order on maintainability of Bibhav Kumar's plea, challenging his arrest. ASSOCHAM today organized a roundtable discussion on International Roundtable Conference on Effective Audit Committee, Enhancing Governance in New Delhi. Addressing the conference, Chairperson of the National Financial Reporting Authority, Dr. Ajay Bhushan Prasad Pandey, said that there has been phenomenal growth in public participation in the retail and private sectors, making India a nation of investors instead of a nation of savers. He highlighted that in 2020, there were around 3 crore demat accounts, which has grown to about 14 crores today. In Uttar Pradesh, 13 people, including 7 home guards on election duty, have died in Mirzapur due to the scorching heat today. People who have died were from Mirzapur, Gonda, Prayagraj, Basti and Kaushambi. Our correspondent reports that when the polling parties were leaving from the Polytechnic campus, health of few people had deteriorated, while some people fell ill on the way and were brought to the divisional hospital. The World Championships bronze medalist Nishant Dev has become the first Indian male to qualify for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Nishant booked the Paris Olympic ticket after defeating Moldova's Vasil Sibotari in a unanimous 5-0 decision in the men's 71 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.